From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Witnesses say opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi was prevented from joining supporters at a memorial for victims of last month's post-election violence in Iran. The crowd had gathered at the gravesite of a 26-year-old music student who was shot when Mousavi's supporters clashed with riot police in Tehran. The BBC's John Line has more.
The scene of this latest confrontation is the huge Behesht-e-Zahra cemetery on the outskirts of Tehran. The opposition were refused permission to hold a major ceremony in the centre of Tehran to commemorate opposition supporters killed since the election. So instead, opposition leaders said they would join Neda Akhosultan's family at her graveside in the cemetery. According to eyewitnesses, opposition supporters were met with scores of riot police. Witnesses said the police attacked the crowd, arrested opposition supporters, and then forced the opposition presidential candidate, Mir Hossein Mousavi, to go back to his car before he had the chance to make a recitation from the Quran.
The BBC's John Line reporting. In Britain, some well-known names are going to be asked to testify to a panel investigating British involvement in the war in Iraq. The head of the British Inquiry, Sir John Chilcott, says key decision-makers will be held to account.
If we find that people fell short in their duty, made mistakes, acted wrongly, we shall most certainly say so, and say so clearly.
Chilcott says former British Prime Minister Tony Blair and other senior figures in his government will be asked to testify. Findings of the inquiry are not likely to be published before next summer. Security forces in northern Nigeria have been battling the remnants of an Islamic sect. The government blames the group for days of unrest that have left more than 180 people dead. NPR's Sofabia Quist-Arkton has more.
Nigeria's army said it was tracking down pockets of resistance in Maiduguri, where members of the anti-Western Muslim group Boko Haram were said to be hiding. Troops were reported to be conducting house-to-house searches in a manhunt for the leader of the sect, Mohammed Yusuf, who escaped with hundreds of followers. One journalist reported witnessing soldiers shooting their way into a mosque Wednesday and then opening fire on those hunkered down. Boko Haram considers Western culture and education sinful. They say that Muslims who have received such training are no longer Muslims. The militants want to impose Islamic Sharia law throughout multi-religious Nigeria. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
ExxonMobil says its latest quarterly profit was down by two-thirds from this time last year. The world's largest publicly traded oil company saw lower oil and gasoline prices amid the global recession. Despite the drop, ExxonMobil earned nearly $4 billion. On Wall Street right now, the Dow was up 166 points at 9,237. The Nasdaq is also up 39 points at 2007. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Members of the National Urban League meeting in Chicago say what's being called President Obama's beer summit to resolve a racially charged dispute is a good idea. The meeting is to be held at the White House this evening. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
As they chug their favorite beer, President Obama, Police Sergeant James Crowley, and Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates will attempt to defuse the fallout that came after Crowley, who is white, arrested the black professor at his home, and the president called it a stupid move. Urban League official Jabbar Shumate from Oklahoma City says he's hopeful the beer summit is the start of a national conversation.
We have to come to understand that on both sides of this issue, from the perspective of police, from the perspective of African Americans, and we have preconceived notions.
Darnell Williams heads the Urban League in Eastern Massachusetts and agrees that dialogue is key.
Regardless of what happened on that night, our experiences are different. And unless we sit down and talk through those differences, we're never going to fix this problem.
He says he hopes that's an understanding that comes out of the beer summit. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits rose last week. The Labor Department says new claims rose by 25,000 to a seasonally adjusted 584,000. At the same time, the number of people still on the jobless benefit rolls dropped to the lowest level since mid-April. Those continuing to claim benefits fell by 54,000 to 6.2 million in the week that ended July 18th. It's the third straight week that continuing claims declined. Oil prices are rising. Benchmark crude for September delivery up $1.17 at more than $64 a barrel. This is NPR.